Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel files a lawsuit against New York's so-called gender expression law, which we believe is unconstitutional. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, I'm just reminded, I mean, this is America, right? We have free speech. We have religious freedom. And to fire someone because she would not refer to the incorrect pronouns to someone, we have really gone off the rails here.
Yeah, this is unbelievable. This is a case that we just filed in New York. We filed a lawsuit on behalf of a New York woman challenging the state's so-called Gender Expression Non-Discrimination Act, or GENDA, as it's called by its acronym, claiming that it's unconstitutional after she was unlawfully fired for refusing to contradict her Christian faith and use incorrect gender pronouns. The lawsuit contends that the Genesee County Village and Museum, a state-owned facility, targeted the 20-year museum employee for termination because she would not violate her sincere religious beliefs to comply with so-called diversity, equity, accessibility, and inclusion initiative rooted in GENDA, which, as you said, Holly, required her to call a male employee by a female pronoun. She just simply said, I cannot refer to that man as a female.
And she's been working for this museum for 20 years.
Yeah, 20
years.
Yeah, so in 2019.
That's a loyal person right there.
Yeah, 2019 is when GENDA, this amendment to the New York Human Rights Law and Hate Crimes Act was added, and it added gender identity and expression as protected classes in the state. So now we're seeking a permanent injunction to strike down this GENDA by arguing that it violates both the First and 14th Amendments and Title VII. This particular situation is unbelievable because, again, she has been working there for 20 years. Deanna Birkemeyer, and she has been a good employee. And then this gets passed as an amendment in 2019, and then she says, I can't refer to this male employee as a female. That would be lying,
right?
And that would be against my sincere religious belief. So I just need to have an accommodation, and you know, you can accommodate them in all kinds of ways.
Right.
Instead of referring to them as pronouns, male or female, how about first name, last name? How about some other way to refer to the person?
Like, yeah, the real name, the given name. But this museum has just really gone all out on the DEI policies. In March 2022, the museum administrators implemented these ideological changes. They call it through the DEAI initiative, and that includes pronoun policy, training sessions that promoted racial narratives on America being racist, and an overhaul of the museum's, they call it legacy staff, and religious misbelievers, that means Christians, right, who were unwilling to align with these policies. You see the push they've got on this DEI stuff.
So they wanted to overhaul the museum's legacy staff?
Yeah, that means the longtime loyal people like this woman.
The longtime loyal people that didn't want to comply with their new crazy initiatives.
Right, that said, no.
People that are 20-year employees that are legacy staff.
Right. And those people that you should value because they've been there 20 years.
And those people that are religious misbelievers. In other words, they don't, I guess, believe in their new DEAI.
Their type of religion, which is DEAI. Yeah.
Yeah. So not only did they have this 2019 law, GENDA, that was an amendment to the Human Rights Law and Hate Crimes Act that added gender identity and expression, then the museum, as you mentioned, in March of 22, they added insult to injury with the sweeping changes to their diversity, equity, all this inclusion.
Nonsense.
DEAI nonsense, where they wanted to force these people including the legacy staff and the religious misbehaviors, to comply.
And as a Christian, she said, you know, using incorrect pronouns would bear false witness. It's a contradiction of my religious beliefs. God created people male and female. It's very evident which is which. And I am not going to contradict that. And so for her to stand up for her religious beliefs first, and then they're like, wait, we have this policy you need to adhere to. Sorry, we're going to fire you because of that.
Yeah. She also explained to the museum administrators that her religious beliefs included that people, regardless of skin color, belong to one human race and are of equal value and importance. Birkemeyer requested a religious accommodation to abstain from the museum's DEAI policies since they were impossible to reconcile with her faith. But they refused. The lawsuit alleges the museum administrators ignored this request and fired Birkemeyer in August of 2022 over a fundamental disagreement with her religious beliefs on gender and race. Birkemeyer later filed a charge with the EEOC, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, alleging museum administrators discriminated against her on the basis of religion, race, and retaliation. And in October of 2024, the EEOC granted her the right to sue the museum on the discriminatory grounds that she alleged.
You know, and I say good for her. That's what you have to do many times in these situations. You have to stand up for your beliefs, your religious beliefs in this case, and do the right thing and not just allow these, like this museum, just to run over her and her beliefs because they decide they want to implement all this DEI initiative.
So when it's Title VII, federal law regarding employment, that includes the non-discrimination categories. And there's also state laws that generally pattern after Title VII. But when you have a Title VII law like that, and you have a violation, you have to apprise the employer of your, in this case, sincere religious beliefs, which she did, ask for a reasonable accommodation. You can even suggest what an accommodation would look like. And obviously, an accommodation here should be very simple and easy to do. And then the employer is required to undertake an investigation and any kind of modifications to reasonably accommodate that employee.
I mean, why couldn't you just use the person's name?
Seems pretty simple.
Yeah.
But if you're ideological driven, as they are.
Unless the male is using a female name or something, but.
Well, you can still, I mean, you can call a boy Sue if you want to.
Right.
If that's the person's name, you know, there's people have different kinds of names, but to refer to them as something that they're not, you can change your name and have all kinds of different
right.
names.
She's not going to call him her.
But you're not going to call a him a her or a her a him.
Mm-hmm.
Because then that gets to this gender ideology.
Right.
And that is bearing false witness, when you pretend that somebody is created in a way that they're not. That, I think, is forcing someone, free speech as well as their religious convictions, to violate both their freedom of speech as well as their religious convictions. And so Title VII has to go through this administrative process. You file with the EEOC, and the EEOC typically reviews these things. This one took a long time for the EEOC to review. They finally ended up giving a right to sue letter, and then that gives us the opportunity to file a federal lawsuit, which we did. We just filed it at the beginning of 2024. We filed that on behalf of our client, Deanna Birkemeyer, against this unbelievable situation.
Right.
But what we see happening, Holly, in New York with this gender law and these DEI policies is happening all over the country. And interestingly, the DEI, ideological diversity, equity, inclusion, that is, the pendulum is swinging the opposite way.
Mm-hmm.
So many different corporations that bought into that nonsense are abandoning the diversity, equity, inclusion. And in this particular one, they added diversity, equity, accessibility, and inclusion.
Yeah.
They're abandoning those because they're nonsense. And the general public says that is just stupidity.
Well, and they're losing money because people are boycotting. They're saying, I mean, why would you, you know, want to spend your money with a company that doesn't know the difference between male and female, you know?
Well, Bud Light, obviously, they lost billions of dollars.
Right.
Hundreds of
millions
of dollars.
They're like, oops, maybe we should switch.
Into the billions of them. And Target did too. And others have done that. They've backed away. huge corporations and banks and financial industries that bought into the human rights campaign's push to do this diversity, equity, inclusion. They're all backing away from it. Many of these are being challenged in court with regards to states and government activity, like we're doing here. And I believe we'll be successful. This is clearly a violation of not only the First Amendment, it's compelled speech. This is a government entity and government agency. It's compelled speech, or even the state, or private. It's compelled speech, and it violates people's sincere religious convictions. So for more information, if you know anything about this, if you are confronted with these DEI policies in your work or at school, give Liberty Counsel a call. You can visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.